Qualifiers and winners. The organization's or business unit's business strategy is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary in part as a plan for choosing how to compete. Since successful competition should result in high demand for the organization's products and services, the next logical question is how to create and sustain this demand. Satisfying customer expectations is a logical way to create demand. However, customer expectations seem to be ever-increasing. Two terms from marketing can help explain this phenomenon. Minimum customer expectations for lead times or other specifics are called order qualifiers, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. Those competitive characteristics that a firm must exhibit to be a viable competitor in the marketplace. For example, a firm may seek to compete on characteristics other than price, but in order to qualify to compete, its costs and the related price must be within a certain range to be considered by its customers. A good example of an order qualifier that applies to almost any product is a certain minimum level of quality. Organizations unable to meet minimum requirements such as these will not be considered further. Failure to meet minimum requirements or unwanted features are sometimes called order disqualifiers. For example, a manufacturer of heart valves must demonstrate quality first. Without quality, patients' lives are endangered and the manufacturer and healthcare providers are liable to legal penalties. For a food service supplier, dependability may be a qualifier, the ability to deliver products to customers when promised. Without this, the businesses of the supplier's customers would be damaged. Organizations use knowledge of their order qualifiers to develop strategies they hope will provide these minimum requirements in some areas while differentiating them from the competition in other areas to provide a competitive advantage. If the customer's criteria for selection align better with the qualities offered by a product and its related services than with those offered by the alternatives, then the product becomes an order winner. Order winners convey value beyond these basic expectations. Order winners are defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. Those competitive characteristics that cause a firm's customers to choose that firm's goods and services over those of its competitors. Order winners can be considered to be competitive advantages for the firm. Order winners usually focus on one, rarely more than two, of the following strategic initiatives. Price or cost, quality, delivery speed, delivery reliability, product design, flexibility, aftermarket service, and image. Order winners can be a unique capability or quality no competitor has, or a combination of price, product features, quality, and related services that customers will see as a superior value. That is, the perception of value is not just on price, but on perceived purchasing power for the given price. Over time, as competitors update their offerings and new innovations enter the market, order winners tend to become order qualifiers, and new order winners need to be devised, which could be additional or improved services, products or product features, or new marketing strategies such as lower prices. Order winners and the push-slash-pull frontier. Order winners and qualifiers, plus the location of the push-slash-pull frontier, are two of the strongest determinants of the type of manufacturing environment or service environment an organization will need to have. Exhibit 1-40 shows an example of where the push-slash-pull frontier could be located. The push-pull frontier is the point in the supply chain where forecasting and planning are taken over by actual customer orders. In the exhibit example, this point is located at the first-tier suppliers, but the point could instead be all the way down to the retailers for a primarily forecast-driven supply chain or even further upstream. If the frontier is at the manufacturer, the point could be fine-tuned to a specific stage of the manufacturing process. Exhibit 1-40. Push-pull frontier location example. For example, the shipbuilder's order winners will be related to meeting exact customer specifications, so it will use ETO, and the push-slash-pull frontier will be far back with suppliers. The motorcycle manufacturer's order winners may include cost and flexibility, so the manufacturer may use ATO to produce motorcycles from a range of modular options while controlling cost in part by not generating excess inventory. The push-slash-pull frontier will be at the modular options level at the manufacturer. Other ATO products might locate the frontier at the distributor if they can do assembly.